The hotel elevator dropped us off in the main vestibule on the mezzanine. I went down a short stair leading to the ground floor. I settled my bill at that huge counter that was always under siege by a considerable crowd. I left instructions for shipping my containers of stuffed animals and dried plants to Paris, France. I opened a line of credit sufficient to cover the Babroussa, and, Conseil at my heels, I jumped into my carriage. For a fare of 20 francs, the vehicle went down Broadway to Union Square, took Fourth Avenue to its junction with Bowery Street, turned to Catron Street, and halted at Pier 34. There the Catron ferry transferred men, horses, and carriage to Brooklyn, that great New York annex located on the left bank of the East River, and in a few moments we arrived at the wharf next to which the Abraham Lincoln was vomiting torrents of black smoke from its two funnels. Our baggage was immediately carried to the deck of the frigate. I rushed aboard. I asked for Commander Farragut. One of the sailors led me to the after-deck, where I stood in the presence of a smart-looking officer who extended his hand to me.